fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
It can be difficult for anyone to access healthcare if they're not familiar with the process. But imagine how hard this would be if you're from a different culture and spoke a different language. There are many other issues faced by people in Western Australia as they need to access healthcare services. This week is, of course, Harmony Week, and we are joined in the studio by Ruth Lopez and Kelly Monahan from the Cultural Diversity Unit at the Department of Health. Ladies, welcome to the MAG, and happy Harmony Day.
Happy Harmony Day to you too.
Yes, thank you.
We were just talking about it, and I thought it was international, but you told me something really exciting that it's not.
It is. It is only Australian-wide that it's celebrated. It actually started in Western Australia, and it used to be just Harmony Day, which is today. But you see, today also coincides with the what UN calls the International Day for the Elimination of Racism, which was the day when there was a Sharpeville massacre in South Africa. So instead of celebrating on that day because of what happened many years ago, WA has recommended to the Commonwealth that we actually expand it to make it a week-long celebration.
So exciting, WA leading the way in something. Shout-outs to WA. Now let's talk about why it's so important to be aware of the many cultural backgrounds of people accessing healthcare in Western Australia.
Well, the WA Health System, which is the Department of Health, and all the health service providers across the state have a responsibility to provide culturally responsive healthcare to everyone, to every Western Australian. And this is then looking at, there is a need then to look at the WA population as culturally diverse and looking at the cult population as not homogenous. When I say cult, it's a culturally and linguistically diverse population.
Yeah.
So when I say it's not homogenous, we of course look at the needs of the newly arrived, refugees, seniors, young people, people with disability, people who are lesbians.
LGBTI
plus. Yes. Yeah. So we need to know the varied and different needs of this diverse population. And also we need to have an understanding of how they see the health system, because they might not know how to navigate the health system.
Yeah, sure. It's completely different.
Completely different,
for
yes.
So many different type of people. And Kelly, maybe you can talk to us a little bit more about the different types of diversity that we see in Australia, or particularly in Perth.
We've got quite a diverse population here in Western Australia. And I've got some statistics here. Just to talk about the population and the languages that we speak, there's more than 240 languages, but the main languages, the top five spoken at home, other than English, in Western Australia is Mandarin, followed by Italian, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Tagalog, which is from the Philippines.
That's amazing. That's really cool.
Yeah. And one of the other stats is that except for the for Italian, the largest language other than English groups were made up of Asian and African languages.
Yeah, right. I guess that just scrapes the surface of, you know, all the different cultures and the diversity we have here in Australia and Western Australia. But let's talk about cultural competency.
Yes. Cultural competency is one of the core business of our unit, and I mean raising the cultural competency of the health system, the organizations within the system, and also the health professionals and other staff within the system. And when we refer to cultural competency, we're actually talking about interacting effectively with our patients, with our consumers, and with our communities in a culturally responsive way. And how we do that we make sure that health professionals and other staff within the health system are aware of which communities are around, and that they are able to talk in a sensitive way when they're seeing a patient or when they are engaging with the communities?
I guess, you know, it's for every single person, it's completely different.
Yes, yes. So that's why we talk about patient-centered care also. That is culturally responsive.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it's really looking at individuals and having professionals who might not have much knowledge about the cultural background or the linguistic background or religious background of a person, having professionals who are open to asking questions because they might not know how to go about the consultation. But it's looking at the patient as the expert in their practices and in their beliefs and in how they actually access or how they look at treatment and healing.
One of the most basic and important things is to ensure that if interpreters are required, that they're engaged for that purpose.
And I guess that's about building the confidence of the health professionals themselves into being able to step out and ask that extra little bit of help and advice around this kind of thing. So what services are in place for people with diverse cultural backgrounds?
Well, we'd like to believe that all of WA Health services are in place for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds because, as I said earlier, the health system caters to the needs of every Western Australian. Having said that, there are additional requirements that we have to consider, and that's what Kelly has been saying. It's about the need. If there's a need for an interpreter, then you engage them. If there's a need to understand their cultural backgrounds better, then we need to do that. And also about their religious beliefs. Now, there are also very specific health services, like what we call the humanitarian entrant health service, and newly arrived refugees are provided with the initial screening, health screening, before they go out into the communities, and they get help by refugee health nurses as soon as they go out into the communities. We also have what we call the refugee health clinic at the Perth Children's Hospital. And then we have specific services like, say, for example, the female genital cutting or mutilation program. We've got specific domestic violence programs. We have breast queen, for example, has got... It's not a specific program for called populations, but actually they make sure that it's included in their core business. And so with other services. So the best thing for us really is to make sure that this work is included in everything that we do within the health system.
Right now on Fit or Happy, we're speaking with Ruth Lopez and Kelly Monahan about Harmony Day. Ladies, let's talk a little bit about how people who are out there in the community can access all these amazing things for their health.
There are different ways. We've got what we call web pages. And anyone who is savvy can go into their computers and check our multicultural health web pages. And Kelly usually uploads really relevant resources and translated materials that anyone can access.
Tell me a little bit about these materials.
Most of these materials can be found on the Healthy WA website, which is for community. And consumers of health services. And we just, whilst not a lot of translated materials made or done within the system, there is a lot out there with regards to health that is appropriate. And so we link what we can find to support the community and our health professionals.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier on RTRFM for a very special day. And if anybody does want to grab some more information, you can head on over to the healthywa.wa.gov.au website.